It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than publicly admitting you're a neo-Nazi. That was. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. You can also, if you want to listen on your mobile device, you can't stay for the whole thing, go to TuneIn Radio. Download the TuneIn Radio app. So you go to Google Play Store or the Apple Store, download the TuneIn Radio app. And then you look for Davin's Den, and there's going to be one of the podcasts and one of the radio stations. Download that. You can take us with you. That's the deal with that. If you wish to call in, number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pippi Alex.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Yay.
Joe will be here momentarily, so we'll get into that. On the show tonight, a neo-Nazi admits his feelings and then gets fired for said feelings. We will be releasing a new holiday song called The 12 Days of Harassment. Some new Facebook features. A teacher gets caught doing the nasty with a student in a most unusual place. And the evidence is finally online that alleges the American, who's a former model in SuedMatch.com, Juliana Avalos. Remember we intervened with that? That
yes.
Old Match.com thing? Kind of fell apart for her after that. But anyway, all the evidence is online that I have. So it's pictures, videos, emails, screenshots. Because it pretty much looks like she was scamming people herself.
No.
I know.
What?
I know. So we're going to do that in the last portion of the show. I had to get involved with this again. I mean, I wanted to get the stuff online, but it wasn't as urgent. But then people were contacting me that these two might be doing an alleged Ponzi scheme with cryptocurrency, which is just through the roof right now.
Yeah.
The cryptocurrency BitConnect. It's through the roof. There's all these other ones. One just got shut down by the SEC today. Not BitConnect, but another one did.
Right.
So it's the Wild West out there. You don't know what's legit. You don't know if it's a bubble. They're not really vetting things. So anyway, so yeah. Avalos and Craig Grant are promoting BitConnect. If people want to sign up for BitConnect, that's fine. But it's been alleged, and I don't know this to be true, that BitConnect is paying Craig Grant to promote it.
Oh, wow.
Which he never announces.
No.
Which, if you're a paid sponsor,
you're supposed to.
There's supposed to be a disclaimer.
Yeah, it's really unethical not to.
But I've never seen evidence. That stuff I can't verify. Nobody in the cryptocurrency really talks to me. They're real, like, interested in it, maybe because I'm, like, a noob, and I really don't know that much about it. They don't talk to me. But they are interested in what Grant and Avalos have been up to before then. Because, you know, like they do in everything in their life, they get their followers. These two are very good at getting people to follow their lead.
That's really interesting. And I don't know why they... I mean, I can see why she comes off as charismatic.
You can?
They're called boobs.
No.
But no.
They're not even good ones.
They're not good ones.
I can see why.
But I can't see him.
I can see him coming off as charismatic.
If you're
a lost soul, he comes off with all this confidence. Like, and he doesn't worry about stuff.
So did Manson.
I understand. Manson had followers.
Yes.
I understand. But he's got that thing going for him.
Okay.
She can't speak.
Right, no. No.
And we have her singing, too, which we played a punishment.
Oh, that's punishment.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Don't hurt me.
Listen. People, if they want to sign up with them with BitConnect, I'm not going to tell them not to. But I do have all the evidence finally online from a man. Remember, we had done an interview, like a year or so ago, about a man who claimed he was scammed by her in Florida.
Right.
And we interviewed him, but he didn't have any of the evidence to send me.
Right. He just had his own circumstances, which is not negligible, but I mean,
well, no, because I questioned him and everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lot of people that think they're being scammed by her, but they're really being scammed by African scammers.
Right.
Way more often than not, I have to go, no, that's not
them.
Yeah,
that's not them. They're using her photo. But, I mean, if you're going to sell your photo to people, so that they, people can use it to scam. Well,
it looks like she might have done that. Yes, yeah. That's on the website. But this guy was in Florida. Okay. But all along, I had another person who had reached out to me, who had given me all the, who had given me evidence, which I could verify.
Right.
And that is finally online. Now, the version online,
mm-hmm.
I have edited out his name.
Good.
I have edited out her phone number.
Okay.
If a victim ever comes forward
right.
and really wants to bring a lawsuit, I'll be happy to talk to their attorney.
Right.
And hand over the documents
mm-hmm.
and help them in any way I can.
Right.
But I'm not a victim, so I can't bring a suit. They've never gotten any money out of me.
Right.
No, I mean, I submitted to the FBI, but again, I'm not a victim, so I never heard from. I think if anything, they'll be brought up on, like, tax evasion.
Right, and you don't want to get yourself in trouble for, like, something as simple as doxing them and leaving phone numbers out there so that
haven't done
they can harass, you know, they can be harassed. No. That's not the point. It's keeping them from, you know, making other people victims. That's
right.
The point.
So all the stuff that I have now is online. There's also a video where Craig Grant mentions Nigerian scammers. Very recent video. It's about a 30-minute video. I've answered some of that on my website, davinsden.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play that tonight. We'll play that on a future show
okay.
just because we're not going to have enough time.
No, we're full up.
But we are going to go through what she thinks about the victims, what she thinks about the men who fall for her,
yeah.
how she works, oh, in a very familiar way.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who are paying attention to them in the cryptocurrency, they might want to read all this information before they follow their lead. They might want to choose a different path for their cryptocurrency needs.
What one of the guests in the chat room says about the cryptocurrency is that they give him, I assume meaning Craig, BCC tokens, not US dollars, which he then gives to his team, in quotes, then they then redeem it on the platform. Now, I'm a little green. I don't
see
know what that means.
I've never, well, I know who his team is.
Uh-huh.
His team is this guy, Trayvon, who I don't know much about.
Okay.
But Craig and Trayvon are simpatico. I'm guessing Juliana is part of the team.
I would imagine.
So they get, I don't know how you really transfer BitConnect coins, which is what I believe BCC is.
Yes.
BitConnect is one brand.
BitConnect coin is
right.
what our guest says.
I don't know how they transfer that into real cash in the real world, because a lot of places don't accept that. I will say it does seem like Craig and Juliana are living well at the moment,
yeah.
which makes me think that BitConnect is paying them to promote it. And that might be a place to go if we can sever BitConnect's tie with them. But clearly, BitConnect doesn't really care too much because they didn't do research. But then again, neither did her attorney Evan Spencer.
No,
exactly.
No, he wasn't exactly hitting the books and paying attention to everything
right.
that was going on.
And Craig mentions our boy Evan in his little 33-minute diatribe, which we'll get to. Calls him like a big shot lawyer, but no. Anyway, comics scared him. Anyway. But yeah, so we'll get into all that. I will answer any questions anybody has about them, what I think, what I know. I'll answer anything. Like I said, cryptocurrency not my strength. I've been trying to get myself more informed
mm-hmm.
as I've proceeded with this. As always, Craig and Juliana are more than welcome to come on the show
and school us all.
I actually I'd never done this before, but yesterday when we finally got this up, I went onto a couple of his YouTube things
uh-huh.
and I put the link up there.
Oh.
Now I know Craig, he'll delete the comments because he doesn't like negative comments.
I can't imagine.
But he gets thousands and thousands and thousands of views. So hopefully some of those people, and I expect to get haters.
Okay.
Because other people, not me,
right.
who have gone against Craig and Juliana
mm-hmm.
in BitConnect, and they were on this platform called Steemit, which was a social media platform where you post pictures and blogs and you get upvoted, and somehow that leads to money too. I was encouraged to go on there. They have gotten hit. When people have gone after Craig and Juliana, they've gotten haters. I don't think I've ever gotten a hater because the shit I put out there is just too much. You can't refute it.
Right.
You either have to go, well, I don't care. I don't care about this. I'm still going to believe in Craig and Juliana, which is your choice.
It's your option.
But there's too much shit to go to. When you start ruining billion-dollar lawsuits, you're not going to flame me online. I don't give a shit.
No.
So.
No. And the thing is that if it's right in front of your face, you can't refute the evidence. What are you going to have to say?
And again, I never, when this all started, I didn't know who they were. I never sought to get in their business. It was never, nobody ever asked me to get involved with them. It was purely out of a place of goodness, actually, because remember the girl, Flory,
yes,
our first little romance scammer, tried to scam me using Juliana's pictures.
Right.
And I just, and I didn't know that Juliana knew about any of this.
Right.
So I just contacted her at the time.
Just let her know, and thinking that she was being victimized in that way.
And hey, if you, I'm scamming them, if you want to get in on this and get a little revenge, I'm happy. Never responded to that. And then I started digging because there's something that didn't feel right. And then we saw the 2020 thing.
Oh, that was what opened up the whole can of worms.
Right. Then we saw the 2020, which was a year after it actually aired, we saw it.
Yeah, but she wasn't on our radar, so we wouldn't have watched it live.
No,
but
and
then
we,
seeing that, and the fact that we all three came to the same conclusion that something was sleazy.
Well, Joe had to tell me pretty much to go fuck myself before he saw the video. You know, as standard is with Joe.
That is our SOP.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we all saw that. So then
yeah.
I started tracking them more, and then I started monitoring them, and it all started to unravel.
Yeah.
And that's where, and then, you know, I dug into all their content. Remember, there was anti-scammers going after me, sticking up for, they had everybody snowed. Nobody's ever really seen a romance scammer who's had their picture stolen and then turn around and re-scam
victims. Monetized it. Yeah.
Nobody's ever seen that. This girl's very unique. So all their minds were blown. I was never a scam expert.
No.
I educated myself.
Oh, and quickly.
Yes.
As far as Bitcoin goes, our guest is posting a whole bunch of information in the chat room about it.
Do me a favor. Copy and paste that.
Okay.
And save it into a document later and email to me, because obviously I'm not going to read it now.
Right.
But I'm happy that somebody in the cryptocurrency community will talk to me, because a lot of them have sought knowledge. And I'm like, well, you know, man, I'll have you on the air if you can explain this.
Right.
Or what's going on. And it's very secretive. I think a lot of them are younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And for
because it's technology driven.
It is technology driven.
You know, so that it tends to attract more young people.
And I'm the old fogey. I don't know how this works.
I know.
I really don't. And it's like, you see people making money on it. I will tell you this. I would never, I'm not saying I wouldn't do Bitcoin. I don't know enough about it. But I would never do BitConnect, seeing that these two are involved. I can tell you that right. There is no way I would ever invest anything that these two are involved in.
No. Absolutely. Everything.
Because I don't like throwing my money away.
What? What's wrong with you exactly?
I know. I'm weird. But but yeah. So thank you to our, what's our guest handle?
BTC Ghost.
Thank you, BTC Ghost. So I'm going to get into all that Avalo stuff later on. Not going to do that now. We got a regular show that we must do, including being nationally syndicated. We got to do all that. We got a fun show plan, but I will get into that in the third and final segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has questions or they want to call in, 845-986-8804, I will answer anything to the best of my ability. I got nothing to hide. Craig and Juliana, you guys want to call in? Shit, I got enough of you recorded. I can even play Juliana singing. I can play Craig rapping. I got it all. Somebody's gone after them. I saw one of the things that I never posted was like a video, but I'd seen it before.
Right.
A video of her trying to sell her panties, and it's just god awful.
Oh.
It's like 4 minutes. It's just like done and read the.
Embarrassing.
Well, I mean, she was doing that to make money, but it really wasn't newsworthy.
No,
it wasn't newsworthy.
Right. Kind of sleazy.
But I saw somebody found that and reposted it recently, and I checked that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember them.
And she was like talking about how like Japanese businessmen do whatever. I get it. I guess she was a sexy girl at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see that when she was a little bit younger.
When we were all a little bit younger.
Yeah, I mean, please, I'm not winning any awards. But I could see when she was a little bit younger that she, you know, that freshness. And she has sort of an exotic appeal, you know.
Sure.
And since we've had the misfortune of seeing a picture of her modeling in front of a mirror, and we can see.
No, that's a video.
That video.
You've seen the unedited version.
Oh, what tragic breast implants. Tragic.
Well, you can find those. You can find pictures of the implants online too.
Yeah,
I don't care.
No, you don't want to do this.
I listen. That's neither here nor there. The video is up. But YouTube is a finicky bitch, so I had a censor. I had to pay to get it blocked out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So sorry, you can't see that. You can't see the tender vittles, kids.
You're gonna have to trust me. That. Yeah. But tragic.
But whatever. But that's not a crime.
No, it's not a crime. No, actually, whatever that doctor did, that was criminal.
A Shonda. A travesty.
A Shonda, yes.
But that's not a crime. That's why. But it was newsworthy in the fact that I had this private to add to the legitimacy of this victim who came forward. This wasn't her doctored stuff, you know, the stuff that's out there that you could order online on her website.
No, this is just her private conversation with one of her victims.
Yes.
And you can tell that, but from the nature of the way she's speaking, the one in the car, that's obviously a conversation with someone.
Yes.
Replying to something that they had said. Mm-hmm. So you can tell that there's definitely going to be... I mean, it's not just like a one-off thing. It's not a sales pitch. It's an ongoing conversation with someone. And the fact that it just seems so mundane, you know, what she's talking about and how they go back and forth. It just seems like a normal relationship, but it truly isn't.
Well, I mean, he thought it was. The victim thought it was a normal relationship.
Yeah, oh, I know he did.
You know, and like I said, that's all up there. I've put it much... pretty all up there. We'll go through it, but it, what?
No, I just
it's heartbreaking because honestly, you guys didn't know what I was dealing with. I was
not all of it.
I kept very quiet because this guy came to me, and quite frankly, he was suicidal.
Yeah, he was very down when that first.
Because really, getting involved with her led to a downward spiral for him. Now, he's got to take some personal responsibility for that, too.
Sure.
We all make our choices.
Yeah. But we all make our mistakes.
But he came to me at a very bad place in his life. And I was going to – I tried to offer him somebody who'd been down the road he'd been before, where he was – or the road he'd traveled with other scammers.
Right.
But he didn't want that. He felt comfortable talking to me for whatever reason. And I was forbidden from talking about it.
Right.
So, like, well, I was trying to get him through the other side.
I kind of think that going to and it doesn't completely define you, but going to a comedian for counseling is an odd choice. But he'd been making odd choices before that, so
fair enough.
I don't.
But you know what? Because you got to remember, I was the one who went after him. Remember when I was trying to go after them initially? I couldn't get people to talk to me because they were afraid. It's not a joke. They were afraid of voodoo and black magic.
I know.
That people would not talk to me. Only a few people would come to me. I was kind of like the one guy who would openly go against them. I guess they figured, well, he didn't turn me into a chicken.
Right. So,
this guy who we call Billy was very upset, but he was so in love with her, he didn't want to hurt her. So for a good while, I had all this stuff. I wasn't even allowed to publish it because I couldn't publish it without his permission. I wasn't going to do that.
Right. And as much as he was finally getting that she had hurt him and badly, I mean, in so many different aspects of his life, that's the real crappy part about this. He still had that halo effect over her. Like
for a long time.
Like all of the, but she speak to me nicely at a time when I needed to be spoken to nicely. And that really, that's intense. That will. People overlook a lot to get that kind of connection.
Let's put it this way. I'm not going to say she was taught by African scammers. She used those techniques.
Yeah,
every single one of them that mind fucks people.
Oh yeah,
every single one of them, and we'll go through it. Yeah. I don't want to cover it now, but yeah. So he was in a bad way. That's why I couldn't publish it, and then I couldn't get it published a long time because we were having problems with our web guy. He wasn't getting it done,
right?
And there was issues with that, but it's there. It's done. I guess the next step would be if there's somebody can show me something with BitConnect that they are getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, verifiable that they are getting paid.
Yeah.
That it for sure is a Ponzi scheme, that people have been fucked.
Yeah.
That would be the next chapter in this.
Right.
But for now, I mean, honestly, I don't even really monitor them that much anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of got other shit going on.
Yes.
But I think this is going to be, this I think will be hopefully be the final push.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make people aware of what these two are, and then they can enter at their own risk.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and also, and if somebody has been victimized by them, whether it be romance scam, bitcoins,
Banana bread.
Banana bread, panties. Although it's not really victims as long as you get the bread and panties.
I don't know. It depends
MCA,
on the
MCA, they had the Organo coffee. I mean, pretty much any way not to work but to earn money they've done.
They probably actually do rent bouncy houses.
No, that they do.
That actually happens.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. But if a real victim sought me out and I could help them and they wanted to file a lawsuit, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is starting to wind down for me.
Yeah.
Don't you think it should?
Yeah, well, unless they come up with some fascinating new way to screw people over, allegedly.
Or they get another awful lawyer to try to threaten me.
Right, I know. That was actually entertaining. To see how bad he was.
He was awful.
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 And just like, but nothing says that you can't be nuts and go all the way through law school either. You know, I'm not saying I know he is nuts, but he was kind of unhinged.
Here's
when he was
my
talking
rule for
you.
Lawyers: don't have an AOL account as your email. That's my rule. and don't post your office with rented furniture, with like garbage public images. But that's
stupid.
Just, I'm just being catty.
No, well, you know, I was talking about the boobs. I think it's catty night. You know.
You know what? I don't feel any need to protect them.
No, why be nice? Look at who we're talking about. These are not the people that we want to protect.
I had some very nice conversations with Yulia.
I'm sure you did.
I did have some nice conversations with her.
Uh-huh.
But her lawyer I was supposed to talk to her, but her lawyer told her not to. Probably the smartest thing he ever did.
Probably because they can't control themselves.
Now, Craig did go on, did do an interview with this guy, this YouTuber named Ken. I won't give his last name because I don't know if he wants it out there or not. I'm assuming he does since he makes public videos, but whatever. I'm not going to assume anything. And they did like a public interview, and Craig's like, well, I don't normally give public interviews, but I'm going to give it to you because you're a straight shooter.
Wow.
So that was on there, Craig and Ken, and then, I don't know, then some hackings went on. It's a whole fucking sordid world.
Oh,
this whole anytime you get involved with Craig or Yuliana, there's drama.
And yeah.
But I think Ken was trying to be a straight shooter. But then it got kind of tainted because Craig offered to buy him off and Ken accepted, but he didn't get all of it.
Hmm.
So he like then he went back on his it's really some drama.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll look at the kind of character, I mean, like, as far as personality, look at the type of characters that you're dealing with, and they tend to attract the same in their straight business dealings. I'm not saying if they're she's putting on a persona and trying to draw people in with a love scam. No, she's acting. She's putting on a person.
I think they're
real personalities.
I think what Craig and Yuliana do is what any scammer does.
Mm-hmm.
They are preying on people's hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And the pursuit of your hopes and dreams, unfortunately, people put their best judgment aside.
Yes.
I think that is the consistency from romance scam to cryptocurrency / BitConnect. Now, again, I'm not saying all cryptocurrencies that way. I don't know. It seems to be a bubble right now. But I wouldn't let them be a spokesman. That's what, like, who's like a sleazy guy that you could think of that's in jail?
I just thought immediately of somebody that should be in jail, but
not the president.
Bingo.
Yeah, not the president.
Let's see. A sleazy guy that's in jail. Oh, the guy who did the Ponzi schemes. Madoff.
Well, yes. So say if Bernie Madoff was released tomorrow.
Right.
And he starts pitching a cryptocurrency company.
Oh.
Once I saw Madoff, I go, well, this isn't for me. I get moving.
Right. But if, say, you had people who, you know, it's like if he was in prison, say, for 10 years and then came out and did this, you might have young people who doesn't have any name recognition because he's out of the papers.
Right, right.
And they might go, well, if his pitch is good enough, they might go, wow, you know
his
what?
His pitch would be good enough.
Of course it would be. I mean, you know, he snowed a lot of intelligent people, you know, and really, you would think, financially savvy people. But you know what? Greed played a part in it, too, because he was coming back with returns that aren't possible.
Right.
So, but if you see pie in the sky and you know, he's just singing the right tune to somebody who's gullible, he could do it again.
What I am saying is these two.
Mm-hmm.
Are a very, 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 very low rent knockoff.
Oh yeah.
Of Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I am doing, since they're not household names, is I am alerting people to what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your own decision. How many people do you think, if like people had been warned to what Bernie Madoff was?
Right.
Like say Bernie Madoff was a scheming son of a bitch since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And somebody go, well, listen, man, he used to do this. He used to steal money from the lemonade stand. You know, he used to say, you know, it was going to charity and he was using it on cigarettes and nudie magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this has always been a pattern. And then he started stealing from little old ladies. And they started
widows and orphans.
Yes. Started doing that. And you had that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been able to save some people.
You might be able to save some people, but there's just so many people who are willing to overlook fake universities and stakes and will just buy the sizzle.
Yes. And that's fine.
Up to you.
I can't save the world.
Nope. Nope, can't save people from their own decisions.
Already spoken about more than this than I wanted to during this segment.
Well, what the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I was waiting for Joe.
Yeah, he'll be here in 3 minutes.
Joe will be here in 3 minutes?
According to Joe's girl.
Ah, Joe's girl.
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, Joe's girl.
Hello, Joe's girl.
Tom's with us tonight.
Tom?
Yes.
Tom? Who's Tom?
You know Tom.
I have no idea who Tom is.
Now, don't be like that.
I will. Who is Tom?
He has not forsaken us.
I feel like a little bit.
He's in the chat, and he was chastising me for the deep inhale at the moment that you mentioned panties, and I said I did that on purpose.
Well, it's good to have him back. But Tom, gotta be honest, a little disappointed. You are the secretary of the show. You're supposed to keep the minutes.
He's the historian.
And you haven't been here in a month and a half. A little disappointed, Tom.
You know what? The records are a mess. We need you.
I kind of feel like we need to get him another trucking job just to make it benefit our show.
As long as he can bring Bella, everything's cool.
Absolutely. No, we can have Tom without Bella. We had Tom for years without the dog. It's fine.
No, but they're inseparable now.
Okay. Whatever. So yeah. So well, I'm glad Tom's here because he's been around with the Savalos stuff from the beginning, and we're putting this to a close soon.
Yeah.
But Joe is here. He has settled in. Joe and I had an eventful trip.
Yeah.
Oh God.
No, it was a good trip. We're all here.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Listen, we've had much more eventful, awful trips. I don't want to raise your hopes. But there were shenanigans.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mostly because of Joseph.
Yeah, I can't.
So let's go through this. We'll go through this.
What did you do,
fucked up. You'll see. I fucked up.
All right, let's go through. Don't.
I just quick thing. If he punched me in the face, I would have understood.
Oh, rubbing my hands together. Oh, sitting back.
I will forego my punch to his face since I did not take it. And allow you to punch him in the face as hard as you want because you did suck his feet. So I feel like
funny.
He has it coming. Oh, you're giving me your punch card?
I am giving you my punch card.
Oh man, I'm going to hold on to it and to redeem it at a later date of my choosing.
Oh, just make sure it's a good one.
Oh, it will be.
Okay, good. You got that coming, stupid. All right. So we do our first show on Wednesday night, a show I booked. Very good. Small audience. Very good show.
Yes,
Joe,
very good.
Joe did a nice job of going up there. Had him right from the beginning.
Nice.
I finished it out.
Very sweet group. Very sweet group of people.
Joe got to see how people who disagree with me politically often approach me after the show. And we have conversations. Something I've said. He goes, you don't understand. I go, people talk to me all the time. So it's funny on that first night. That, you know, nice guy, but we just didn't see the same way on certain things. Had a lovely conversation. So Joe got to witness that. Boss, the owner of Adelio's restaurant in Lumberton, North Carolina, sweetheart of a guy.
Great guy. Really awesome. Good guy. Super, super great guy.
I can't hear that enough because I never hear that.
No, great guy. You know, I might be giving them, we might be doing more shows for them in the future.
Good.
But it fed us well. Great place, beautiful place to have reception.
Bought us drinks. We had a great time, you know.
That was night one of drinking with Joe. Because you know how Joe likes to bust my balls that I don't drink.
I know, but you do.
Thank you.
On occasion, I've seen you drink.
So we're off to a good start. Lovely hotel.
Yes.
Hampton Inn. Mm, beautiful.
Beautiful. Really great accommodations. Yes. Great breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is that one of those places that has the waffle maker downstairs?
God damn it. Yeah. Oh, I took advantage of that. He busted my check because I made two waffles.
Like that was all you had.
Well, it's like.
But I had that with other stuff, but it's like, really? Another
waffle?
You
took advantage of the way Danny Masterson takes care of advantage of young women. That's what you did to that breakfast buffet.
He went there.
But I don't blame you. It's a good buffet.
Right.
It was fine. Yeah. We didn't know. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Now we are heading to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's not a long drive.
Okay.
Now, I go down 95 all the time. And there are certain things that I just pass because I know this is a shithole. I've never been there. I just know this is a shithole.
You just, your spidey sense is tingling? Or,
yes.
Okay.
But to Joe, 95 south of Pennsylvania is a whole new world. Like a young baby unleashed into the world, just bright-eyed, taking it all in.
Oh,
he's
no.
Exuberant.
Not necessarily.
When I tell Pip, you've been down 95.
Yeah, of course.
When I tell Pip what you made a stop in, she will immediately agree. Are you familiar with this fine amusement theme area called South of the Border? Yes.
You actually got sucked into South of the Border.
I always passed it. I just wanted to check it. I didn't want to make a day of it.
A day.
No, well, because we had to go to the tchotchke store.
The only thing South of the Border has in common with Mexico is both will give you diarrhea. That is the only thing. A more racist shithole you will not find on 95.
Oh, seriously?
Well, no, just because it's like spoofing Mexican heritage.
Oh, I know.
Not that they did anything to us.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I know there are all those signs, and I've seen bumper stickers.
The signs are way better than the place.
And they stick bumper stickers on people's cars and parking lots and stuff. They will do anything to get the name recognition. And because of that, I have been curious myself, but you know what? I know that I'm going to be sorry, so I won't go there on principle.
I'm sure Trucker Tom in his many journeys has seen that.
That they are capable of?
No, has seen South of the Border, and I'm sure he's had time in between unloading loads, and even Tom, I'm guessing, did not stop at South of the Border. But he was never traveling with Joe. And Joe has a house to decorate, and apparently any shit house in a storm.
Talking about shit house, we go into the
Stop
restaurant.
Stop talking about my house.
We go into the restaurant, and it's this really grungy looking restaurant. And I walk in, and I'm like, I wouldn't eat anything here at gunpoint. I go, can I have a Pepsi? So I have a Pepsi. He asks for a taco.
I figured it was the place.
Figured
it was the place.
He asked, and he so he goes, what did you pay? $3?
Probably so.
He goes, the dilapidated look. He goes, $3 for this? Really? I go, you ordered. I go, why would you order a taco of anything? Why in the hell would you order a taco?
What would you recommend at South of the Border?
Nothing. I wouldn't eat there. I just wanted to find some tchotchkes for my house.
I wouldn't shop there.
Dude, I have to say. Buying a keychain or something just for the kitsch
value? Just going, no.
But if he got that, or say that he got some syrupy looking shit because he thought it was funny.
No, that I wouldn't. I didn't buy that.
This was like serious home goods. Like you would go into Bed Bath & Beyond.
You did this at
Here's the deal. And
this is from a hoarder.
And
she'll buy anything.
Joe's girl is out there, so I know she'll concur with me.
Really? That's where you need your help?
Well, basically, no. Basically,
Take off your coat. It's about to get hot.
Basically, what it is that I love the beach, and you walk into my house, it's kind of a beach theme. So I just wanted to see if there was anything, you know, extra that I could pick up there. Now, what I wanted to get was I had a napkin holder that I purchased down when I worked down at Uncle Vinny's down by Point Pleasant. The damn thing fell off the table last week. And
committed suicide.
Funny.
Had enough.
Funny. So, but, you know, I was ashamed, but it really was too short to hold the taller napkin. So I figured, all right, let me see if I can
find taller napkins.
There's a taller napkin.
Yeah, there's bigger ones.
There's bigger ones. So I wanted to see.
The
so
ones
maybe
you steal from Subway?
Funny. So when you go into this place, I figured maybe they'd have, what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I went down. I found a couple of knickknacks, just a little boat to put, because in my bathroom, it's kind of a nautical theme, so there's a little boat thing I put up there.
I get you.
Stuff like that. So just a little knickknack. I'm not buying T-shirts. I'm not buying saraps.
You looked.
I know. I'll never buy a sarap because what is it, 30 years ago, I guess now, I bought one, and the girl I was dating just wouldn't leave me alone about it. She goes, you're never to wear that in front of me. But I mean, she goes, a sarap? What the hell did you buy that? Well, it's a cool-looking thing.
It's like crap, but the C is shh.
Right. So I didn't buy any of that. I was just looking for that.
The most interesting thing about On the Border was the bathroom. That was the most interesting thing. Because it's a grungy place. The bathrooms are nothing to write home about. And there's a bathroom attendant.
Picture when you go to the park, like you go to your park where, you know, the swings and all that stuff are, and you walk into the bathroom they have at the park, okay? And there's a bathroom attendant in there. Same thing. And apparently he hasn't been attending to much.
What'd you say? He was there to chase the rats away?
Oh, yeah.
With a big broom.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, get you, you bastard.
I think he was there to feed the rats.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the rat food.
So we left there. But, yeah, I shan't be going back.
And neither have I. I just wanted to see it.
You saw it.
All right.
Don't need to do that again.
You know what, though? There's sometimes that you know it's going to be horrible, but you can't help yourself.
That's not why he went.
Go look.
He didn't go, let's make fun of this place. I might have entertained, let's go make fun of this place. He went with, like, a serious mission, which makes him the butt of my jokes.
Did you get the extra big shopping cart, honey?
No, just browsing. I was just browsing.
Okay. That's funny. But, you know, I could see that. You know what? Sometimes it's really fun to have something like a napkin holder from the shittiest tourist stop ever. That's kind of
no.
Funny.
This was going to be nice.
No, believe me, I'm not white trash. I don't want a souvenir of the place.
Don't mock my people.
Right. I don't want a souvenir of the place.
It might be a little more white trash than you realize. You might not want to cast aspersions on America, people. Funny. So Joe Atlay has this whole nautical theme.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we're going to be going to Myrtle Beach in a matter of hours.
That's actually really funny.
But again, I guess he thought, well, you know, they'll probably have better shit on the border.
No, because sometimes
cheaper.
Some places have some things that other places don't.
Like on the border bumper stickers.
Yeah, that's true.
Did
but
they
I wasn't
slap
looking
it on your car?
No,
they used to do that.
I would slap their face.
I know they used to. No, when people would pull over there, right. They'd put it on their bumper.
So we got out of there. My tum tum's upset over the taco that
of
would not go quietly.
Like
the
way he glosses over that.
I know.
I like Abby's story.
Yeah, I know, but.
I like Abby's story. It was a bad decision.
But God almighty. It's
you know what? In the grand scheme of trips and bad decisions, not the worst. All right. So we go there. Now, Joe is not done with his shopping. There is more shopping to be had for Kim Kardashian because he still packs for a couple of days like he's going to a ski lodge for 2 months.
He's always bringing home.
So, Kim Curry over here.
I've been upgraded. He used to call me Paris.
Well, yeah. I like to keep it topical.
It's because your ass got bigger over the years.
Like a transit. As a bus. Transit bus?
Like a transit bus.
There it is.
That's the line.
So, there is this place. I've been to Myrtle Beach several times.
Okay.
Played several clubs there. Vacation there. Mm-hmm. There is a place in Myrtle Beach that I was unawares. And for that, I thank people.
Thank Joe's Girls. You recommended it.
No, that I was thankful that I was unaware.
Oh.
Now I am aware.
Uh-oh.
So, fuck you, Joe's Girl.
Oh, my God. Shots fired.
A little place. It's not a little place. It's a huge place. Like, did you ever see, you saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
You know where they put the ark at the end?
Yeah.
About that size. Place called, very catchy name, the Gay Dolphin.
No.
Are you familiar with the Gay Dolphin?
No.
Or as I was calling it during my shows, Faggy Flipper, the anal oyster, the cock-sucking clam.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
I most
did.
Certainly.
Were people dying?
Oh, they loved
they
it. And then you know, if I was going to open up a place like this, I'd be called Joni Loves Tchotchkes.
I like that.
It's
That's
just
very nice.
Room upon room upon room upon room upon room of shit. All the stuff people try to unload at their garage sale but have to be put on bulk trash day, you can go there and get.
There's a lot of good
Wait
stuff
a minute.
In
this
there.
This sounds like heaven. Where can I get there?
It is. And he was like a 5. Are we done yet? No, shut your face. I got to find the napkin.
An hour was enough.
No, it wasn't. There was plenty of things to explore.
Yes, you could buy every type of fucking seashell. Like a man needs that.
And if you have a nautical-themed bathroom, you do.
Yes.
I said, like, a man. Yeah. A man.
And even though stupid is berating me here, I did find some things I need. I found two bookends, which makes lovely napkin holders.
Good.
Now, I did point out to Joe that he could do his beach-themed napkin holders by a little invention called the interwebs. And I showed him some lovely ones, very cheap online, that were actual bona fide nautical-themed.
Yeah,
napkin
holders. But where is the? But you know what? Where is the fun of exploring a store and seeing what they have?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. I didn't realize we were filming an episode for E, and we had to go follow you around as you trade from shit to shit.
And I got that. What else did I get?
Would you like Elvis stuff? Betty Boop stuff? Would you cat stuff?
Wait, what?
Yeah, cat stuff.
Wait,
dog stuff.
Wait, you had me at cat stuff.
I understand. Yeah. T-shirts, little license plates, bumper stickers, garbage, dollar store toys sold for much more.
Wait a second. This is the Jersey Shore.
Yes, under one roof.
Oh.
Fabulous. It wasn't as bad. No, it wasn't as bad as the. It's
bad when the locals fucking mock you for going there.
I understand, but with the name, but
no, the whole fucking
it's
store.
It's got the better stuff than you find like your regular tchotchke store.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than your average South on the border.
So what I got is I got the two and they work wonderfully. I set them up as soon as I got home on Sunday night.
Nice.
They work wonderfully. They look so nice and they're nice and sturdy, so they hold it. Also, what they were selling were alligator heads, like they kill the heads with the mouth open. So I go,
my brother has one of those.
Oh,
of course he does.
It's perfect.
I've met your brother.
It's on top of the fridge.
Oh, well, mine is in my office, and I put my bills in his mouth. They call him Bart. Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, he works. He loves it. He's yeah. Not hey, electric bill, stupid.
And Joe's like, where do you go shopping for home goods? I'm like, not there. There shan't be any alligator heads around here.
I understand. Don't you decorate your house?
Bed, bath, and bullshit for all that.
Yeah.
There's home goods.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff. Pottery Barn. All sorts of shit.
Yeah, but that stuff is right down the street. You want to go someplace that's, you know.
But you can go to local artists in South Carolina and Myrtle Beach and find beautiful stuff that will remind you of the trip that's unique and could go with your theme. It's just not made in Bangladesh.
I understand, but we didn't know where they were. We knew where this place was.
You had
was.
No interest in looking. I would have been happy to do that.
Oh, you really? Hey, what do you want to do? Let's drive around and find local artists.
No, I would have somebody.
I would have had a duck when you're the back of your hand came
if
at
you
me.
Told
me,
if you told me I want to get a special vase, you know, for the thing, I want a local art, I want to remember this trip, I go, all right, little gay, but let's go it. Let's do it. At least
do you honestly think he would have said that?
No.
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 Absolutely
better than
not.
Going to the tchotchke shop.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Tchotchke shop.
I couldn't even imagine. As the story progresses, we go into some things, and I felt bad enough what I had to ask. But but I would never even fathom of even asking you that.
Get the gay dolphin you thought would be a good choice.
Because we knew it. Because the damn place was 10 miles away. It had a big sign, gay dolphin. We go in. We look around. We're not gallivanting
around. I lost you, and that was the best hour of the trip.
Couldn't you foresee how this was going to play on the show, though?
Then, stupid. Oh. I'm an asshole. I go, you know what,
really?
You guys, since you love the beach so much, I go, why don't you get a jar from there? And we left, and then Joe's, it's not a bad idea. So we have to go back in. I go, Joe, why don't you just ask where it is? No, stupid has to fucking wander around like he's looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Because it's fun to look.
It's not fun to look. We had looked. We had looked. This is why your mother lost you when you were a child. You like to wander away and can't be counted on to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't have a fucking leash. If I did, I would have hung you by it. So Joe walks in. He's looking around. Can't fucking find it. Walks out. I find it right in front. I text you. I go, I found the jars. Stupid comes scampering
now,
back.
He was sore as hell, but who's the guy that found? Who was
I
on the mission
to be
for
a
the jar?
Friend, but I don't know why you didn't ask. They were right in the front of the store.
Because I wanted.
Because you're an asshole.
Because I had a different idea of what I was looking for.
Of what a jar looks like. Yet you fucking glowed when you saw those. Ooh, I could put sand and seashells and all sorts of stuff in there.
Because that's what we're gonna do.
Exactly, and I found the perfect jar for it.
All right, asshole. Fucking Martha Stewart here getting a fly up his ass. All right, fine.
Yes, exactly. At least I'm Martha Stewart, not the tchotchke shop like you. You're Marge shit. Remember her? Former? Now you wouldn't know, sports fan. All right. So we do the shows, and we do our first show there on Thursday night. Small crowd. Had to talk Joseph off the ledge.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Boy. I ate it. I fucking ate it.
Oh, no.
I ate it.
It's not an easy club. It's not an easy club. He's not used to playing this out. This club is not easy on anything. This club is actually the last place I can remember where I had a bad show, which is about a year and a half ago. And it was my last show of the week where half the audience liked me, half the audience hated me. To the point where people after the show, members of the same group, some hot chicks are hugging me. And some we need to go. I mean, it was...
Oh, my God.
To the point where they wrote on the Facebook page how much they hated me, and I offered to give the owner money back.
Oh, my God.
After a really good week.
Ow.
So it's not an easy club.
No.
But Joe is starting to second guess some things.
Well, this is where he has it wrong.
Taking you?
You'll bring me again. We'll have fun.
Why, you got more shopping to do? Build
yeah.
an addition?
And Joe, by the way, go find an independent coffee shop in Dallas to Donuts. One of those baristas makes some shit that you'd love.
Funny.
Good point.
Right?
She's right.
So the first show I went up, and
There was a host. Hosted fine. The owner hosted. Did fine.
Yeah, I know.
Not easy for him, but it did fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I went up there, and I did. It was a little rough. It was a little rough. So I get done, and I am obviously far from pleased. I'm like, I'm just, you know, getting acclimated working down south. I mean, I usually down south, it's usually rough. I've worked all over, but, you know, so I, the Friday show.
Well, hold on. After the show, we need to go out for beverages.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, sir. Yeah. I would be
and we were hungry. And I was telling Joe, I go, it's not as bad as you think. I go, it's fine. You know,
yeah, but is it partially because you're New York comedians? And is there any kind of. Like,
there might be. And I'm sure at one point, when you don't know how to play the area,
yeah,
there's part of it.
There's that learning curve.
Yeah,
I've done it. So it's not there for me. It is for him. But I told him it's not as bad as you think. I go, you're fine. So we go to the karaoke joint next door. And oh my God, the choreography of some of these flaming fags.
What, really?
Mr. Inclusive and everybody.
I know.
I
noticed. I
include them under my tent, but they are what they are.
I noticed that he's got a strong. He got a strong whiff of the homo gay down there, and he's just like
I'm not against it
away from his nose.
No, not at all. But it is what it is. I say the same thing. A bunch of Jews, if they, you know, prancing around, or a bunch of black people. It is what it is.
I know.
That's, I love you, but you are what you are.
But what it is, and what I know, what I was telling him is that when I was between houses and I was staying at this motel, there was a bar across the street, and they would have karaoke.
Right.
And I would go over there have just some cocktails. And what I noticed, because it was the two weekends I was hanging out having a drink, there were people that go every week. And a lot of them could really sing, and he put together stuff. So with everybody, you know, for every person that's going up and warbling Dead or Alive, there are people that are going up just flat out nailing songs. They got routines and stuff like that. And that was the case with this. I mean, there were people that stunk on ice. But for every, you know, two people that stunk on ice, you have these people that are coming up and singing all this, you know, like
it was fine.
I don't really sell, and it's like they're not going to quit their day job, but they do have talent.
No, but this is what they like to do. They come every weekend.
I like it.
They go up. They like the. I guess they rehearse during the week. Tuesday they'll do, and they'll go out and they'll do it. Good for them.
Good
man.
For them. Yeah. I don't need to sit there.
I don't need to stupid sit. Can't enjoy his dinner with the ones that stink.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
all right. So
my friend Carol will not go to a karaoke place with me again, because there was one night we went and there it was the same thing. There were some people who were pretty good. And I know exactly the types you're talking about. They have their own little show. And there were some people that was so bad. And there was one broad that got up there more than once. And Carol was shooting daggers at me like, you picked this fucking place. I'm not coming here.
Yeah, you just watch these guys go up and do like this major pop tune. And now, Joe, and I'm going to go up and do like, you know, me and Bobby McGee or something like that.
It's like, oh, no.
Oh, shit. This isn't fun.
So my ears are bleeding. We call it a night. We've had some cocktails. Go home. Grab some lunch. Joe is still shaking. Joe's like, I'm going to rework this. I got to rework that. I know I did wrong. I'm like, you're fine. It worked on Wednesday night. Do what you do. Don't overthink it. Joe's like, no, I do this until 3 hours before the show. Then I'm going to be fine. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, man. You know, I'm being supportive.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. And in his defense, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was, because I was besides myself. You know, sometimes when I go on the road, I'll take the first night in a new town just to get the hang of everything, you know? But I was starting to second guess myself, and I haven't had like a set like that in a long, long time.
So I'm just like, just do what you do. It was the first night. What you did was fine. It's okay. Maybe if you can talk to the crowd to bridge it, if something's not working, maybe do that, but do what you do. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Did they throw fruit?
Well, yeah. We have
at least what I had something to eat.
Fresh and healthy.
So first healthy show that's come my way.
So then we go to Friday night, and Friday night's crowd is harder than Thursday night's crowd.
Oh.
And I had seen a Joe that I had never seen before.
Oh, no.
We see Joe doing crowd work that would make open micers cry. It was that bad.
We
see Joe pandering. The only thing we were missing was give it up for the troops.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'd never seen this before.
Well, what happened was this. I went up, and I told myself, don't overthink it. I went up, and I went, you know, and I'm like, I'm going, and I'm getting nothing again. And that's the thing. When you plan, you know, like you go up the night before, right? But when you go up again, and the same thing is happening.
Yeah, there's kind of rule, never two in a row, and Joey's kind of having that two
in
a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, now you really start questioning yourself. I get that.
Right.
All
so
the
now,
flop
so
sweat
now,
is
right.
Coming.
So now you're doing this. So now you're like, all right, let me, you know, I'll do this political stuff and this, that, and the other thing. And so I go. Well, basically, stuff about you goes a little bit better. So I take something that's 10 minutes away and I drag it up.
Okay.
And I start
He's rearranging his set.
I'm rearranging my
set. That's
And you
harsh.
Have to rearrange on the fly and blah, 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 you know, and it's like it's going over moderately well, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm at the point right now, we had to talk about crowd work, you know, and how I need to get a little more experience. Why don't you try to do a little crowd work? So now it's at the point where there's nothing I could do. So let's try some new things.
It can't be
It can't
worse.
Be anywhere.
Here is Joe's crowd work. What do you do for a living? That's nice. Next thing. Like he had not. And I've seen Joe do better crowd work. Joe is not really great at crowd work, but I've seen him do better than that.
We're down to the question and answer portion.
He was doing
Q&A.
But here's the deal, okay, when I do crowd work. When I do crowd work, it's in the middle of a set that's going well. I can improvise. I've got the bass, so they know me. They, you know, and I can have a little fun. They know me and stuff like that. This is fucking survival. Trying to keep shit going.
It was like he drank the cyanide pill.
Wow. It was. I would say out of the five worst sets. It was in the five worst sets.
Well, I mean, they didn't hate him.
They didn't hate me, but I did. And you know, the manager's there and stuff like that.
The owner.
I thought he was the manager.
He's the owner.
So okay, but you know, so I'm like, I go, you got to be kidding me. So I tried to, you know.
Oh, by the way, on the first night, there was a woman there.
Yeah.
Who I guess she's known for coming all the time and getting thrown out.
Oh, great.
She was so thrilled. They were so thrilled that I handled her that she made it to the end of the show. She left with a guy, came back and bought me a drink.
What?
because we had gotten her to the end of a show.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
No.
Her thing is, can I make it all the way through
the
show?
She doesn't mean to, but she just yells out so much stupid shit.
So why the fuck did they let her in all the time?
Yeah.
Cover's a cover.
Why don't they block her at the door?
I don't understand, but apparently this was some type of major accomplishment.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we had it. So now we have one show worse.
Let me just tell you something. On that show was so tough, it took him about 25 to start to get
them. I had made a mistake, and I knew I'd made it. I mean, it wasn't like the set he had. It was fine. They were very hard.
Yeah.
I had made the set mistake because I'd seen the host struggle and I'd seen Joe struggle. I went a little too negative on them too soon.
Okay.
Instead of just creating my own mood and going from there.
Right.
And I think if I had done that, I would have made it easier on myself.
Because he had a look on his face like, all right, I'll go up and fix this. And about 20, after 20, there was like, uh-oh.
I was never uh-oh for me because I knew what it was. I know exactly what it is. So I'm doing more exposition. I'm going around. I'm explaining shit. I'm just doing a different type of show.
Right.
I mean, I do so many late shows in the city. I've done so many bar gigs, so many hard shows in clubs. I know what it is. Now, it doesn't mean it can't go tits up for me.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a little bit more than that for me to panic. Not that I can't panic.
Yeah, like I said, you did fine, but it took
and I had them in there.
Took
and they,
a while.
They loved it. And I made a boatload of money on like I got tipped and everything. It was like good,
wow.
But it was hard. So now we have two shows where Joe was shaking. He's like, what the fuck? And he's got his friend, people who had seen him a couple weeks ago.
There was a person that saw me in McGuire's.
Yes, I remember.
And I was doing my stuff on a statue and stuff like. And like I said, she goes, "Are you ever going to be in Myrtle Beach?" I'm like, "I beg your pardon."
Weird.
And then she looked at me.
Yes.
She goes, "Are you gonna?" And I go, "Yeah,
two
weeks. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah." So she came. She came down. She brought her, I think, mother or father, a friend. You know. So it was.
She brought about three people. So now Joe has decided he's going to go back, which is the right decision. Go back to the shit that brought him to the dance.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be something you're not.
It was, and you would think that after those two shows that I had, that I quit. I can't do this. I can't do this.
There were online petitions.
Maybe this isn't for me, blah, blah. But I'm at this for 21 years, you know?
Yeah.
So there are nights, it's weird. There are nights, you always want to do a show. But there are nights that you feel like going up and doing some stand-up. And for some odd reason, I was in the mood to do some stand-up. So I went up, but both shows it did very well.
First show was funny.
Yeah,
like it was like the audience geared to Joe and his right wing. Joe's talking about, and these players should stand, and enough with the statue. Joe's not even doing jokes. They're just applauding the premise that Joe is saying this. It's like Joe is holding a rally.
But
I go to the host because we're friends on Facebook. I go, I'm gonna have to knock them with some liberal sensibilities right about now.
But it was great because like the night before.
you know, two nights before, but I'm getting applause breaks now, so everything, you know. But
that'll sell a shit ton while our bumper stickers.
Yeah, right. And yes, the second show I did well. You know.
Second
so I was back.
But it was funny. It was funny. The first show was full of conservatives.
Yeah.
Full of conservatives. Second show Saturday. Not a conservative in the place.
Oh, no.
It was really weird.
Oh, no.
No, he was fine. But it was really weird. And then I had to chastise the liberals because they were getting a little too sensitive. And, you know, I'm not going to fucking put up with that either.
Now, the funny thing is, when I went up and I had two good sets, I'm like, oh, man, I wish the owner was here because the owner wasn't there. Where was he? He was back at the house we were staying at, and he had a stomach virus. And it's like I'm told that I go, not only – is he going on hearsay? Because I asked everybody, could you just let him know that I'm actually could do the job?
Yeah.
You know, but not only did he not see me do the job, he's got a stomach fry. I go up to Davin, I go, we get back to that, but don't touch anything. Don't touch anything.
Now, here was my problem with Saturday night.
Did you buy him a taco?
Funny. Now, I did have a problem with Saturday night. There was a problem.
Oh, what was that?
It started in the first show. They poured the wrong drink. So they gave it to me. It was a slow gin something.
Okay.
So I drank that. Then they mispoured in between shows or like in the beginning of the second show some type of margarita shit. And they overpoured that. Then they gave that to me.
Okay.
Then they started feeding me shots.
And
the audience is feeding me shots.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, dude, no.
Yes. So now we're at a point, and I don't drink before shows.
No.
I really don't drink during a show.
No.
Just because the type of show I do, I'm so aware of everything that's going on. I want my spidey senses working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are feeding me booze. I get to a point, at one point, I start sweating.
Oh, no.
I'm all flush and I'm all sweating. And a woman in the front goes, oh, you look like, I don't want you to puke on me. I go, I won't puke on you. I'll puke on that guy. But I get to a point, there's about 10 minutes where my tongue feels thick.
Yes, yes.
And I am struggling to remember what I am supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
And here's the deal. When brings you a drink, like, Dennis, who is the MC, he brought him a drink, less jalapeno type.
Grapefruit jalapeno, which they were upsetting to me too. But.
And it kind of threw him just to scotch. Which is kind of funny. I go up there and I talk about Jack Daniels a couple of times. Then they bring up this big shot of Jack Daniels.
Right.
And I'm like, a drink. Well, obviously I got a drink.
Yeah.
And a thing with Jack Daniels. I like to, because it's called sipping whiskey. But you're on stage, you got to down it.
Yep.
So then I down it and I'm like, if it was the band, I could care less because with the band, I need to be loose.
Yeah.
So I always bring a couple of beers up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stand up. No, I want, you know, the old spidey senses going. So,
right.
So I'm like, now I'm starting to freak myself. Don't get drunk. And now I want a blue. I go, I wish I had a blue moon to chase this down. But now I don't want to drink some more. So,
right.
But you, when an audience gives you a shot, you have to drink it because
if you don't,
you just alienated them.
Yes.
So
yes.
You know. So I went even dealing with him. I'm like, and I know
it wasn't just the audience giving me shots. The staff is sending me shots.
Did they want to take advantage of you guys later? What's going on?
Well, I mean, I have. It's probably been 13 years since I've been drunk on stage.
Yeah.
At least
you were drunk on stage.
I was.
When you first started, right?
No. When I was down in, I want to say Tennessee, I talked about this before on the air, and I was playing this college bar, and it was late at night, and they were just feeding me all sorts of pretty
drinks.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
That one, I'm walking out, and they go, damn, Yankees fucked up. I was so.
I think you see, and I know you didn't know how you made it home.
I didn't make it. I slept. My car was parked on the street, which is where I slept.
Yeah.
And I puked. I opened up the door and puked.
Convenient.
I woke up the next morning drunk, having to get to my hotel room,
God.
Still drunk. Asked the cop how to get back to my hotel.
Oh, okay,
smelling
of
vomit, disheveled.
Got back to my hotel, nursed a stale bagel over the mountains through the rain for 8 hours, and had two shows that night.
Oh God!
So drinking. So you guys know me. I don't drink on stage.
No.
But they're just feeding. There was like 10 minutes. I'm like, and I'm sweating. I'm like, and I have the audience and everything.
There wasn't a plant to throw it into? I mean, drinks.
I'm not Harvey. But after that 10 minutes, it passed. And I kind of was able to be a little bit more clear headed. Do you think they could tell? Besides that I was sweating profusely?
No, I don't think they could tell. I, you know.
dripping on the front row like you did.
I just know that you're not that big a drinker. You're getting all these shots. You're on stage. You know, it's funny.
I would be like holding my hand over my mouth, like sweating for you. Like, oh God, what's happening? Oh no.
Got through the show. Everybody's happy.
Yep.
Everything's good. Staff is happy. Hang out with the staff for a little while.
Cool.
Joe's like, oh, I can't find my brown bag. Or as I call it, his purse.
Yeah, we get back to the room, the house rather, and I go inside and I have my brown bag, and my brown bag has everything in it.
Yeah.
Has everything I need, you know. And
tell me about it.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Right. So I'm like, holy cow, where's the brown bag? I go, it must be in the car. I believe I brought it because basically I brought my black book just in case my Santa book is calling,
oh,
and
right.
I could do work, you know, or just go run out to the car and whatever. So I go, I look in the car. I have my flashlight. That's not in the car. And now I got it. It's not here. So now I got to knock on David's door. I would rather have banged on the gates of
237.
Hell.
237. Oh, 237 or 207 in the morning. I have to drive 12 hours to get us home. The
and
next
you
day.
Have had 3.5 minutes of sleep. At
I
this
have
point.
Booze in me. The plan is to leave at 7 a.m. So because Joe has another 2+ hours after that. The wife is leaving town the next morning. She's flying out of town.
Right.
That's the plan.
And
I fall asleep. I fall asleep. Goosh, goosh, goosh. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding
Joe,
me?
And he's like, what Joe. Do you want? Could you read me a story? I need the keys to the car, stupid.
Can I cuddle up with you?
I go, I can't find my bag. So we go in the
purse. It's a purse after this.
So we go. We
he won't even fight me on it.
It's not there. It's not there. Can we look at the trunk? Clunk. Jeez, I don't know where it is. I don't know. So I go back in the room and I look. So he goes back to bed, and I
don't really fall asleep. I just try.
But you went in, okay? But I'm in my room.
You went in. Get in your
hole. I'm in my room. Yeah, I'm in.
Get in your hole. Actually, not that far.
Funny. Anyway. Anyway. So I go. It's not here. So I'm thinking, and I go. I think it might have fell out in the parking lot.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I think we moved some stuff, and that might be in the parking lot. I go, we have to go back, and I have to look in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Now I have to go bang on his door again. Doom, doom, doom,
oh,
doom.
No.
What is it? Now we got to tell.
By the way, am I wrong?
Totally no.
Okay.
And by the way, Joe's girl just called it a merce.
It's not a merce. He doesn't even get the man thing yet. It's a purse. When you lose your shit like this, it's a purse.
Now, when he's going, am I wrong? That could be shut your face, blah, blah, blah. No, he's right. He's right. He's right. It's got to be one of the stupidest things. Now, let me even extend this, okay?
Right.
In that thing, I have my car keys.
Yep.
I have my black book. So if I can't find this, I don't know where I'm booked. I have to wait for the phone to ring that night. I go, where the fuck are you? That's pretty much what's going on.
Oh, God. That's my plan.
Where the fuck are you?
Where the fuck are you? Oh, I guess so.
That's where I'm supposed to be tonight.
Right. Okay. Now, cap it off. My keys are in it. Now, why did I put my keys in there?
Because you're an asshole.
No, because I thought it was going to be a safe spot, and I could leave it at the house, and it wouldn't be in my pocket with the chance of getting lost.
I don't know why he ever took it out of his room.
Because I said I thought my Santa book was going to call me for some stuff that night.
You're not Batman. The Santa signal doesn't go up, and you have to respond immediately.
Yes, it does.
You've worked for Joan, okay?
She'll wait. Yeah. Or she won't. It's okay.
The Santa signal does go up. What do you know?
Yeah, you know what? You'll survive that couple $100. You have another job to do, stupid.
Oh, my God.
So here's the scenario. If I can't find this bag, number
oh,
one,
you're
I'm
dead.
Up with gigs. Number two, okay, we have to get to my truck, okay? In my truck, in my truck is got my little garage opener. He would have to drive. We would have to figure out how to get into my truck, so I can get a way to get in the house.
See, my theory was Joe's girl drive because Joe's girl's looking in Joe's house.
Yeah.
While I was there, you know, touching the thermometer, checking the mail, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Watering a plant. I don't know. I don't know what she was doing, but she was there. So I'm like, well, Joe's girl will drive and get you. Like, why the fuck do I got to do this? You're depriving me of sleep. I have to drive 12 hours. I'm not blowing you. Why is this my responsibility? I took you to the gig. Why do I got to whisk you to the island now?
Yeah, but so this is...
putting on his shirts, rolling around in his bed, but go on.
Yeah, you know, I have to drive me out to the house and have to get, you know, find the
where
key.
I take you out back and shoot you.
Hopefully, yeah. The key is that, you know.
Hopefully. That was, I didn't even know about hopefully. You failed to mention hopefully when you were telling me this scenario.
You'd be breaking into the car and get home.
He didn't mention breaking into the car either.
Yeah. But I don't have a key. How am I going to get in the car?
I thought you'd have a key. Well, I figured Joe's girl would drop off a key at your house. She's 10 minutes away. She'd have to I'm 2.5 hours away.
She'd have to open up the house to get it. So anyway,
which she'd been doing all week.
I understand. She was there twice. But so basically that's the scenario running through my head. So the owner of the club heard what was going on. So
he was back from the deathbed.
Yeah, he was back from the deathbed.
He raised his head from the bowl.
He went to the gym.
He went to the gym, actually. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he made it through. He goes, what's going on? I explain the situation. He goes, look, they locked up the club. I want to see, I just want to make sure they locked up everything. I'll give you a ride out there.
Oh, wow.
So we go out there, and there's no bag. And I'm like, I'm beside myself.
You're sick.
We see a guard. And we go, to top it off, it's called Boardwalk at the Beach. It's a complex. The club is in a complex. You've got Dave and Buster's. You've got all these bars. You've got all these drunk people in their 20s and 30s running around. So I'm like, I'll never find my stuff. So I find one of the guards, and I go, look, did you see a brown bag? No, but the guys are driving around. Maybe they'll see it. So we're looking. So I go back up to him. I go, could you do me a favor? Could you radio? Because they have the vehicles that go around. Could you put out a general thing to all the trucks that are driving around? Did they find a brown bag?
An asshole points Bolton. You got nothing. You'll go on with your story.
So,
a good lad.
Okay, I can tell you. What did I tell you about the negotiation story? Sometimes you negotiate, you do the best thing you do, and then sometimes they've got you, and you got to deal with it and get the best way out. And that's where we were.
He potato bugged, which was the smart move. It was.
So,
protect your loins.
Protect your loins.
Back. Put your teeth away.
So.
Put down those testicles. Stop it.
So they radio the truck and they go, yeah, they found a brown bag. I'm like, holy smokes. So I go, well, where is it? Where can I get it? Well, you have to come back to guest services at 9 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus.
We're leaving at 7.
Not anymore.
All right. So it is what it is. It is what it is.
It's an asshole.
So I get back in the truck and I'm like, I'm hoping this is the brown bag that is mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm still not 100% sure.
Could have been any
man's purse.
It could
be any brown bag. Could be. So
it's like, that's not brown, that's purple. It looked brown in the dark. Never know.
So we get back to the house, and Davin starts talking to Jamie, the owner, and blah, 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 and I told Davin, look.
What time is it now?
I hung out with Jamie until 3:30 in the morning.
That late?
Yeah, we were chatting.
Okay. Because
I couldn't fall back to sleep. I'm not like that. It's a goosh, 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 goosh on the door. I don't fall back to sleep like a bear like you do, you animal. Yeah.
Figured,
I'm up.
He figured the SS was coming and dragging him out of his bed.
Oh. Why'd you make it all Hitler-y?
You know what? That's what we do here.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So we get back to the house, and I explain to Davin, look, we have to get back at 9 o'clock in the morning. All right. So they're hanging out, and he goes to me, go to bed. I've had enough of you. Now, normal operating conditions, I'm like, why, you little motherfucker, I'll let you. But no, I'm like, okay. I had to go to bed.
Lip quivering.
He dispatched me like a child.
Pointing.
And like I said, there are sometimes you can't negotiate. You have to. And I hung my head down and went to bed like a bad little boy because I fucked up so humongously. You just got to sit there and you've got to fucking take it. There's nothing you can say. Well, I think it was fucking brilliant to leave my bag in a parking lot. What are you going to do?
You couldn't save yourself.
You fucked up. And let me tell you something. I watch shit like a hawk 9 times out of 10. Very thorough. I double check. And
clearly not.
No.
And then the funny thing was, he goes, when are you going to do that with one of your Santa bags this season, stupid? And I did it 2 years ago.
Of course
you
did.
No.
And he watches like Jersey a hawk, a blind day. Hawk. So I go, 8:45, we're leaving. We're leaving to get there by 9. I want to get there when they open up.
Right.
So we can get on the road, figure out there by 9:05. I'll still get home by 9 o'clock.
No waffles for you.
No, nothing for me. I ain't no nothing for me.
So we leave.
Yep.
I have 5 hours of sleep in me, maybe for this 12-hour drive. We're there.
Yep.
Ready to go. And then what happens?
They don't open until 10.
No. Oh, what color were you? The same color as your sweatshirt, which is bright red?
I really there's a woman next to the place where we think is where it's supposed to be.
Right.
I go knock on the door. I see a woman. I don't want to knock on the door.
I said, what is she going to do? She doesn't work there.
I go, well, maybe she has a way of going around back. I don't know. Maybe we could get her out. But you would think with all the trouble he's caused, he would fucking do this.
I hold it. Stop. I went and I knocked on the window.
Yeah, knock like a faggot.
I didn't knock like a faggot.
There was a little limp in your wrist and nothing
was
accomplished.
There wasn't a limp in her wrist. I knocked like a man. She wasn't coming to the window.
5 minutes later, I knock. She comes.
Because she went to the she probably was
a man.
No,
was knocking.
No, because you lucked out. She was standing there. Because
a man who doesn't lose his purse was knocking.
Oh, no, because I knock like a man. Let me tell you something.
Clearly not.
But we were in Lumberton, okay? I knock on the door for the breakfast, and he goes, why are you pounding on the door? I'm like, what? It's breakfast time. Get out. And he goes, look like a fucking Gestapo agent. Well,
all
right.
You made
it's
it
time
all
for the buffet. Let's go down the stairs.
Because we're in a lovely Hampton Inn, there's no longer to be the Gestapo. When you're making me fucking late, and you keep me up late all night, there's Gestapo time. And this was Gestapo time.
I didn't tell you to talk to Jamie.
Well, I couldn't sleep because somebody was banging on my door. So now we have to wait. We still don't know if his purse is there.
Right.
But now we're not getting out of there until 10 o'clock at best.
Oh, my God.
12 hours of driving ahead.
Joe, that must have been the longest hour of
it was
your
the
life.
Longest hour because here's the deal. He's not pleased. When is he ever? But usually.
Just not in your company.
Usually if he yells at me, I could fight back and stupid and this and,
yeah.
Got nothing.
I really didn't yell at him, though.
No, he didn't. No, but it was good. And I didn't really bring anything up because it's good to stay the fuck away.
There really wasn't much talking.
Did you just both sit in like stewing silence?
No, wasn't stewing silence. It was I fucked up, and he was nice enough not to strangle me.
Yeah,
yeah. It is what it is. I'm not, yeah.
I'm like fighting the urge. I'm like, well, I'm sure he didn't mean to do this, but he is a fucking asshole. So I had that inner struggle in my head.
I'm
like, you know what? It's just not going to accomplish anything.
And
right
I'm
now.
Sitting in Joe's there going, position,
and
in your
and
position.
I'm sitting there going, he thinks I and I go, I'm one of the most responsible fucking people there is.
Well, apparently you don't know the right people.
Yeah, and I'm like,
my wife doesn't lose a phone either ever. This is what I travel with.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
This is what I travel with. The wife who never loses shit. Always loses a phone and stupidly loses it. I haven't taken him on the road in like a year or two. First time out, he loses his purse.
He doesn't mention the one time we came back from the road and I'm halfway home.
Well, we mentioned it on the show.
He left his phone in the car.
You were a fine man. Right. But at least we knew where it was.
And did you really?
That's on the air.
That's probably what kept me alive Sunday morning.
It had crossed my mind.
That's the one, because I thought about it. I go, that's the one fucking thing that's keeping me alive.
Yes.
Why he is not just fucking unleashing. Hell.
Well, that because you did that, and that because I live with somebody who can't keep track of shit apparently now whenever there's traveling involved. So I've now been indoctrinated into forgetfulness.
Oh, I had my roommate used to leave her purse around in stores and stuff, and we would go like to the other side of the store and she'd go, oh, when's the last time you saw my bag? And I'm like, oh my God! You know, all her money
and
her
funny thing
and everything.
The funny thing is, is that The bag that I did have, like I have a black bag, I keep my little pouch with my tape, my recorder and stuff, and I keep my little things that I hand out.
So your point is, you have several purses.
Yeah, and we were talking
to match your shoes.
We were hanging out and talking with the staff, and I made sure that bag was
in your hands,
in my hand. Yep. And that's the way I am. I don't know how I lost the bag. So anyway, 10 arrives. And I go up, and there's a woman in there, knocking the door like a man. And she's like, can I help you? And I go, look, I lost a bag last night with all my major league stuff in it. I go, they said they brought it here. Is there any way, please, I can come in and just find it and take a look?
Yeah.
She goes, oh, all right, yeah, come on in. So she goes, let me see. They had the lost and found last night. So she goes, she knows nothing about me.
Right.
I just
Which is
in.
Why she's tolerating me.
That's how you got in.
Don't feel too cocky, motherfucker. So, it's not over yet. You haven't been punched yet. So
I'm saving it up. Yeah.
So she looks through and she goes, Samsonite bag, brown. I'm like, that's close. Joseph Curry? But I go, either you got the bag or we're playing lottery numbers because you're a psychic. Yeah. She goes, all right, let me go get it. And she had it.
Oh,
she
my
had
God.
It.
So we got Joe's purse.
Yeah, but there's more. So oh. I go through everything, and you would think that some things were missing. Everything was the rifle through. I don't know if they found
really?
A rifle through.
I think they were trying to find the ID.
Yeah, but the rifle through it. Main things, my keys.
Yep.
And my black bag.
Yeah.
I had my meds. A little like that 5-day
yeah, yeah.
His birth control.
Wish your parents used it. But
wish yours did. I would have gotten home at a decent time.
So, but that was missing.
They took the pills?
I don't know whether.
They just wanted the days of the week. They didn't know how they progressed.
Yeah. So I don't know whether they thought
is
it was.
Is Wednesday any better than the stuff that I eat us for dinner?
They just wanted the right order.
Yeah. So hope you know what, though? That I could reorder. You call, up Town Drugs. You know. So that was good. So I was major. Because you want to know something? I fucked up. And I don't know if I'm getting my stuff back.
Right.
It was one of the most, you know. And the funny thing is that Saturday night I had two good sets. You know, we're hanging out with the staff. We're having a great time. You know, I'm like, all right, maybe I stand a chance.
I'm sobering up.
And I'm like, maybe I stand a chance of coming back to this place. I resolved everything.
Yeah.
I figured the room out, and I got, you know, and I, you know, and
you brought
and,
it, you came and, back. Came
you
back
know, and I came back, and, you know, I figured it out. I got it. And then that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, geez, wow.
Well, we made it home. So
obviously,
we have more show to do, but we're going to take our first break. On the break, new music from Daryl Rhodes with They're Killing Jesus Again. People do crazy and people do crazy things, and you could go can learn more about Daryl at www.music-comedy.com. Daryl Rhodes, They're Killing Jesus Again, and what the hell? Why does my phone keep going off?
No.
And people do crazy things. All right, I don't know. This seems
well. Grab it at the break.